WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 6:14.
When did he do Barbara Walters?
You know, it was probably pre-recorded, but it was on air yesterday.
They must have done, but it's
she. It was a segment on ABC ABC News
for last night.
Yeah,
because it addresses the Muslim thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
She asked him if he's a bigot and stuff.
Oh, does she?
I thought he was going to say, "Are you a bigot?"
You know what? The whole thing.
I like when reporters ask questions.
All right, we'll play it next. But you know, this whole thing. All of a sudden, this all this outrage about what he said.
Well, yeah,
makes absolutely no sense.
Well, no what sense. He said is like
doesn't matter. I'll tell you why when we come back. It makes no sense.
All right. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 6:18, partly sunny and 52 degrees today. Donald Trump back in the news. Well, wait, he never left.
Yeah.
He's had a really good run in the last 2 weeks, I would
say. You know, it's funny. And Ted kind of brought it up yesterday. I was on Facebook, and all of a sudden, like, on the local level, you know, people that I have on my Facebook page and stuff like that, like local politicians and all the Republicans, has Donald Trump gone too far this time? And I'm like, shut up. You know, so like, who are you? You're like, you're the town councilman. you're a town clerk. Shut it.
Yeah, I mean, he probably, you know what I'm saying? He probably said something, of course, I think he said something that's over the line. You can't ban a whole religion from the country. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You could ban people from certain countries, maybe, but that's not really like American. How about you just stop the process and slow it down before you do anything?
I want to play the Barbara Walters stuff. I want to make a point about it.
Do you regret your ban on Muslims, which some people think is un-American?
Not at all. We have to do the right thing. Somebody in this country has to say what's right. I have great respect and love. I have people that I have tremendous relationships with. They're Muslim. And Barbara, they agree with me 100%. It's short term. Let our country get its act together. They knocked down the World Trade Center. They tried doing it twice. Other things have happened. They have there are people that have tremendously bad intentions. We have to be tough, we have to be smart, and we have to be vigilant.
What is short term?
It could be very quickly if our country could get its act together. We don't know what's happening. We have a president that doesn't have a clue. We don't know what's happening. We need toughness and smartness, and we have to do it quickly.
There are many, even in your own party, who think that ISIS is going to like your rhetoric, that your words are putting us in greater danger.
I'm the worst thing that's ever happened to ISIS. The people in my party fully understand that. They're running against me. For the most part, they have no poll numbers. I'm leading by a lot. They get it. They're trying to get publicity for themselves. You know, when I came out against illegal immigration, everybody fought the same thing. 2 weeks later, everybody was on my side, including the members of my own party.
Are you a bigot?
Not at all. Probably the least of anybody you've ever met.
Because
I'm not. I'm a person that has common sense. I'm a smart person. I know how to run things. I know how to make America great again. This is about making America great again.
And that was my point. You know, he says he wants to ban Muslims from coming into the country for X amount of time, right? Everybody all of a sudden loses their mind yesterday. They all lost their minds, and he made my point. They all lost their mind. He's like, we got to get rid of all the illegal immigrants. That was okay. That wasn't over the line. That wasn't where people lost their mind, and he was right. And 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, everybody's like, yeah, it's probably a pretty good idea. And now all of a sudden, he says, we got to ban Muslims for a amount of time. And everybody's like, did Trump go too far? He didn't go too far when he wanted to get 11 million people out of the country. That wasn't too far. But he doesn't want to let Muslims come in. All of a sudden, he crossed the line this time. That's it. What are you talking about? And anybody, and here's the other thing about this, about these words that he's saying.
Yeah.
Anybody who, he didn't lose, when they say now he's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who jumped on board when he was talking about getting illegal immigrants, which is when his numbers shot through the roof, correct, Ted?
Yes.
Right around then?
Yeah. That's when he
They're not jumping
off.
Ship off of this one. No. They're calling their friends and be like, yo, you really got to get on this Trump board because now not only does he want to get rid of those, he's going to stop those from coming in. He wants to protect our borders. He wants to protect people. That's what he's saying. He's not going to lose people. He definitely didn't go too far.
Mm-hmm. I get the whole protection thing, but I mean, it's just not how do you do what he's saying.
I got you. And I agree with you.
You either shut it down, slow it down, or you don't do anything.
I understand that. It's not about the how. It's about what he said.
Yeah, right.
People aren't asking, okay, Donald, how are you going to do that? Mm-hmm. They're saying, he's gone too far.
Can't say that. He just did.
Not only did he say it, he then went on Barbara Walters to repeat it.
Right.
And people are going to be like, yeah, that dude right there.
The Daily News today has a cover with him beheading the Statue of Liberty.
626, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're just talking about Donald Trump and the media coverage of him lately. And, of course, what he said about, you know, we just have to keep all Muslims out of the country. And the ensuing
for
interviews and
time.
Reaction to it.
For a period of time.
Right.
He didn't say forever until
right.
we get our act together.
Right. That's what he said with Barbara Walters. We just played it. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, did you see Trump with Stephanopoulos over the weekend?
No.
He asked him that question. How do you plan on doing it? And Trump turned around and said, it's not my problem. It's Congress's. They got to figure out how to do it. So he said, they don't want to have to figure out how this got broken. I'm the one that's going to sign to make sure it happens.
Here's what their biggest problem is with Trump. He's smarter than them. He's figured out how to play the game that they've been playing for how many years better than them.
He's taking it to a whole new level.
Right.
A whole new level. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to shake out, because if the Republican Party doesn't back him, he's going to go independent, and then he's going to run away from them all again.
And then he's really going to get crazy.
Oh, it's going to get nuts, boys.
Later, man.
Hey, thanks. Going to get nuts.
And I know, Brett, we were talking. Yeah, and I know that people, when with the Latino thing, you know, with the illegal immigration, people got upset. They protested for a little while, and then he grew.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly?
Because it's.
You keep saying that, but it was keep them out for a period of time.
Yeah, I know
it
that.
It wasn't
right.
like we're never going to let anybody back in again.
No, of course.
Right.
Right. It's for a period of time, undefined, but it makes people talk and say, how can you even do that? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Listen, JP.
Yo.
You don't think the whole thing smacks of xenophobia and stuff?
Just well, of course it does. Of course it does. That's why you can't just block a whole bunch of people from coming in your country. You can slow stuff down. You can stop everybody, but not one particular group.
Right. Because the point of the whole thing is...
Because they can lie. I'm not Muslim.
Somebody can fly into JFK. Say he wanted to do this ban, right? Somebody can fly into JFK. A woman could be in full Muslim headgear wrapped in. They're going to ask her the question, what's your religion? She's going to say, I'm Irish Catholic. You got to prove she's not Irish Catholic, and you got to let her in. I mean, they're just going to lie about it. He's just saying things, and he's saying what people, he knows what people want to hear. He doesn't have to back it up with how.
It gets a discussion going.
He doesn't have to back it up with how yet.
Hey, thanks.
He's standing the whole, anti-Muslim sentiment.
Right, exactly. That's true. It stirs things up, but it gets people talking, and I guess that's his point.
And because he knows that right now in his country... He's tapping into something. He's tapping in, especially after San Bernardino in Paris. There is a lot of anti-Muslim sentiment.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Yeah,
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 637. Partly sunny and 52 degrees. You know, it's interesting to hear how people react to and how they feel and their opinions on what politicians say, especially in this case where it's Donald Trump. And he's really speaking differently from what most politicians say. He's speaking his mind without, covering it or flattening it out or making it more vanilla, which that's what politicians do a lot. And that's why I think a lot of us don't connect with politicians. Whether you agree with them or not, that's the thing I'm saying. Like he speaks plainly, wrong or right.
Right.
And that's where his appeal is. And that's where, of course, a lot of people don't like him as well. Because it's just they can't hear the words he's saying.
Brett, can you put the clip? Do we have the video clip? Are we allowed to put that up on Facebook?
So people the Barbara Walters thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it up there.
All right. This way you can know what we're talking about.
Yeah. And, of course, his latest statements was about, you know, just keep all Muslims out of the country. It took a couple days. And now he's did a ton of interviews yesterday, including with Barbara Walters. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
And listen, if you just backpedal a little bit, what he said first was close the borders. And that includes Muslims. And that's what he said first.
Right. If you say just close the borders.
Yeah, borders, it's time to do it.
At least it's not taking on one group
country.
It's everybody.
But this is my point.
What he said first was close the borders.
Close the borders. That sentence doesn't make anywhere near as many waves and get as near as many people talking as keep Muslims out of the country.
Right.
And that's what he needed to do. Now, if he just goes in and says, you know what, we can do that by closing the borders, all's good. He knows dude, I'm telling you, his guy is smarter than the average bear. Whether it's him or it's the people he's surrounded himself by, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He did go to the Wharton Business School.
You know, he's got a lot of it. Now he's like, oh, did he go too far? He didn't go to, in his eyes, he didn't go far enough. Next time you take it one further.
I tell you, the people that are pointing their fingers and saying everybody's, what do they call it? Muslim phobia or whatever. It's those are the people that are really afraid because they're afraid to offend anybody. They're afraid to say boo. But the people that are saying maybe what people want to hear, one of them being Trump, it's like, hey, we've had enough. It's time to step up and it's time to take some action. And if what I say offends you, too bad.
Thanks for the call, man. Thank good you. Job. And you know, he's got Secret Service protection. You know they didn't give him the best of the best. They didn't give him the top guns of that Secret Service graduating class. They got the Circle 65 guys, and they're like, "Yeah, let's go. We'll put them on Trump."
The guys most likely to have to step in front of a bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I
hope not. Give me the 4 or 5 guys that barely passed the class. You go watch Trump.
He probably has his own private security too. You know,
he does.
Well, you guys watch my back, and then maybe Secret Service is the outer ring. You know,
exactly.
All right, 6:40. Well, we'll be in the news quite a while. Right now, it's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
In Nassau County, LIE westbound, heavy as you mean.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:48, partly sunny and 52 degrees today. We have Billy Mack on the line who would like to talk. And just a lot of people are very engaged in the whole Trump Muslims comment presidential race situation, and we're, you know, I mean, almost a year out from the election.
Right.
Isn't it incredible? I mean, it's the first time in our 16 years of doing the show that politics is something that people are thinking about, like, every day.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying that I said to Raj before, Ted, that we've never gotten phones talking politics, never gotten phones like we are right now.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Ever. I don't know about exciting.
It's just, you know, and now
and
it's
more people are concerned about the country than ever before.
Well, there's that. Right. People are concerned about the country, and it's on their mind every day as opposed to something you think about, you know, a couple days before the election.
Yeah.
Which is where it used to be, and, you know, we used to get yelled at for not thinking about it enough. But Billy Mack, what do you got about Trump? Go ahead.
Jimmy Carter banned Iranians from entering the United States during the hostage crisis.
Ah. Yeah, but you know what? That you can do. That, they have a passport that says exactly who they are and where they're from.
I believe Obama banned Iraqis in 2011, Billy.
I know.
But it is a good point. Passports are, I mean, you can forge a passport, but it's much tougher than, I don't know what the religion test is.
When they get to, if they get to JFK and they get to customs, you just have custom agents holding a pig. If a guy loses his mind and runs the other way, you know he's in the wrong place. If he comes over and pets the pig, you're cool, come on in.
I like you thinking out of the box, John.
I'm not saying you make them I'm just saying if you need to prove a religion, that's the way you're going to prove that religion. That's the only way you're going to prove that religion.
Eat the bacon!
Yeah, there you go.
John, if you were a cop, I would have put you in the BIU.
Behavior? What's that? The behavioral investigation? What?
The big ideas unit.
That's me. Are you talking down to me, Billy? Billy?
I love it. The BIU.
That's me. Big ideas, Ted.
That's it.
6:50.
You still think he's doing it to try and?
I don't understand Ted's theory. I don't get it.
What?
He's doing this in order to get himself out of the race.
And he overplayed his hand.
But definitely. He does it all the time.
Politically, no. This was over the top.
But he does that all the time.
But it really wasn't. All he said it was like that other caller. If you were actually paying attention to the
when
the
you
way
have
the, show
the
went.
Whole Republican, when you have the chair of the Republicans and all of the Republicans distancing themselves from him, that's a problem because what he's going to do is run as an independent.
Yeah, but you got the
and
people,
then Hillary will win.
But the people aren't going the other way, and the Republicans will see that
his base.
And all he really said was,
"You can't grow the base."
All he really said was. Close the borders.
He said it a
different way.
Yeah, I love Trump. I've been in, I'm a Trump guy. I think he's a terrific guy. The problem is that if you were coaching him, if you were, you know, on his team, this would have concerned you if he really wanted to win.
I don't think he gives a rat's ass what the Republicans think. I think he can go and he can still run as a Republican and still go out and do it and prove them all wrong. I think he wants to prove them wrong as much, if not either more or at least as much as he wants to win.
Maybe speaking like this, over the top, plain speaking, whatever you want to call it, is the new way to win.
I hope you guys are right.
Because he's
speaking
to people.
Because there's been decades of blah, blah, blah. Nobody knows what you're saying.
Ted, all the years of doing this show, we've always stayed away from politics.
Yeah.
Anytime we dipped our toe in the waters, nobody really gave a rat's ass.
But here's the thing.
Phones have not stopped. All the lines have not stopped since we
started. All those guys calling saying they love Trump, they were already in Trump's corner. He's not growing anything other than the base.
But his poll numbers keep going up.
From the base, because they're moving away from Republicans. He gets into a general election talking like this. He doesn't have a shot in hell of winning. That's the problem.
Well, we'll see.
Raj, what does your wife, what do your daughters say about him?
Don't cut out the daughters.
Don't bring the daughters in.
He wrecked the
kids. What does your wife say?
The kids got wrecked by college.
Right. She doesn't know. She's not sure. She doesn't like everything he says.
See, that's the problem.
And Nicole will be like, who am I voting for?
Okay. 652, here's Steph.
Heading out this morning, we've got
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 656. Joe is on the line. Has a question, I guess, about the Trump situation we haven't talked about. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I got a question for Ted. You know, early on in the campaign, the Republicans had Trump sign the Republican pledge, and part of that pledge was that if he didn't get the Republican nomination, he would not run as an independent.
No, part of his pledge was he would run as a Republican. He wouldn't run as an independent if they treated him fairly. So he has the opt-out.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only one who decides whether or not he's being treated fairly is him. Dude, he's smarter than them. He just is.
Thanks, Joe. Agree, Ted? Is that how it was?
Yeah.
It's the truth.
And let me just restate. One of the big reasons that I love Trump is that I think he's the only shot the Republicans have to beat Hillary.
Right.
I want to win. I don't want to lose anymore. I'm sick of losing. 2008 and 2012, Mitt Romney ripped my heart out. What a loser.
It's 102.3 WBAB. That was strong. I want to win.
I want to win.
And I love, dude, there's this talk that...
Ted, what would you rather do? Win the presidency or have a chicken palm hero right now?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Exactly. He's really committed to the cause.
Still would love to see Trump win. They keep talking about how Trump is destroying the Republican brand. The Republicans don't stand for anything. And the brand has already been destroyed. So at this point, let's rip it all up. Trump's got to go all in, but he's got to focus. He's got to stay strong, and he's not going to get bogged down in these, like, you know, silly arguments. Got to win this thing.
102.3.
Either that or it's Hillary.
Long Island Sound Rock Station. Roger and JP. P706, partly sunny and 52 degrees today. All right, so here is the White House. You know, we've been talking a lot about Trump and his Muslims comments and everybody's reaction and his interviews yesterday. Here's the White House's press secretary, Josh something or other, and he talks about why Trump is now disqualified to be president. And Ted, listen and see, I don't know if you've heard this or and see what your opinion is after we listen to it.
The Trump campaign for months now has had a dustbin of history-like quality to it, from the vacuous sloganeering to the outright lies to even the fake hair, the whole carnival barker routine that we've seen for some time now. The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party. And whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good. Earlier this year, House Republicans elected to their leadership somebody who famously bragged to a reporter that he's David Duke without the baggage. Earlier this month, we saw that the executive director of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee was advising candidates about how they could ride the Trump wave. And just today, the newly elected Speaker of the House said that he would vote for Donald Trump for president if he's the party's nominee. Now, I know that each of the Republican candidates has already taken an oath pledging to support Donald Trump for president of the United States if he wins the nomination. But the fact is, the first thing a president does is to swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the fact is that what Donald Trump said yesterday disqualifies him from serving as president. Mm-hmm. And for Republican candidates for president to stand by their pledge to support Mr. Trump, that in and of itself is disqualifying.
Here's how detached you are, you dumb schmuck. They see, like, he's talking, calling him a carnival barker and all the other stuff.
Fake hair.
Right.
That was so, like, seventh grade.
Right, but
I don't understand
but
that
here's
stuff
what
at all.
He's not saying. He's talking about the candidates, and he's talking about the Republicans. Not once mm-hmm. did that douchebag talk about the American people and what they're thinking mm-hmm. and what they're feeling.
That's true.
That's what I'm talking about. They're so wrapped up into being a politician and what suits their party. Nobody talks about the people. None of them.
That's a good point.
That's why he's connecting, because he's talking to the people the way the people speak to the people. He's not talking to, he doesn't give a rat's ass Republican, independent, Democrat, none of it. Mm-hmm. He's just talking to people. These politicians, like that guy, head up his ass. His head is up his ass.
What do you think, Ted?
I was going to say,
he didn't support the Constitution. Is he disqualified to run for president?
Do you know that President Obama wouldn't even be able to get a job with the FBI because of his associations with terrorists in the past? He was involved with Bill Ayers, a guy who set bombs at police headquarters. President Obama would not even be able to work for the federal government if he applied for a job. You ever, anybody that you know that's ever worked in one of those jobs, they send out those character witnesses, you know, to check out your past and look at your history and your past associations.
His association with that guy would keep him from an FBI job.
Absolutely. So he's not qualified to be president. He's assaulted a war. He's carried out an all-out war on the police over the last 7 years. You know, he goes after law enforcement. I would say that he's not qualified before Trump is.
Right. It's not even about, but that's my point. Well, like my point is that this guy, they really don't see it. It's scary to them that he's connecting to the people. It's not about.
Well, that's why he said what he said.
He doesn't care about what, like, if the Republican people, if the Republicans have his back, or if he's going to have the Republican. It's not up to Trump. At least on the outside, it's not about the politicians.
Right.
It's about the people.
Right. 709.
Just Google Bill Ayers. Look at who he was. That's President Obama, the guy that President Obama launched his political career in his house.
See, you always get something new from Ted. Partly sunny.
That's actually old. He's just bringing that one back.
Yeah, 52. I mean, well, it's something, it's like it doesn't matter.
He's been holding on to that one since the last election.
The guy killed police officers, set bombs in police headquarters. That's Obama's best friend, but that's okay.
Here's Ted with the roads.
Heading out this morning in Nassau County, LIE westbound at exit 37 Willis Avenue. We've got an accident there that was being worked on. Heavy delays getting into that. More traffic as you make your way into Queens. Lots of traffic on.